The French have long resisted the concept of reality television, but the barricades have come down. Up to 50% of the TV viewing public is now tuning in to Loft Story, where young and beautiful contestants flirt, fight, and vote each other out of the game. The last couple left gets the chance to win a dream home. But as Nick Spicer reports from Paris, France's chattering classes think the whole idea is a nightmare.
Loana, the blonde go-go dancer, throws her silicone-enhanced body into the hot tub, and Chloe the dog barks in excitement.
C'est con, pour certains, ça fait clair, ça fait des envies.
Meanwhile, in the common bathroom, Jean-Edouard reveals a secret to his male loft mates.
De voir quelqu'un comme ça en string, soutien-gorge, pompe d'air, ça va.
He hates leopard skin G-strings. Welcome to Lost Story. Only 4 of the 11 participants are now left in the sealed apartment under the eyes of 26 cameras. The others have been voted out by their fellow contestants and by millions of addicted viewers. In 2 weeks, the final remaining couple moves into a luxury apartment. If they can stick it out together for 6 months, they get to keep it. The rules are simple, but the debate here is not. Psychiatrist Serge Fez looks for a Lost Story press clipping in his filing cabinet. He's one of the show's most quoted critics, though not its most virulent one. The culture minister denounces Lost Story as cynical. The head of the television arts channel condemns it as creeping fascism. Still others call it a cultural holocaust. Fez just thinks viewers are on a slippery moral slope when they watch participants in their weaker moments, when they cry, lose their temper, or are embarrassed.
When we start seeing this, we want to keep going further, to see more and more suffering, to push back the limits. And other countries have shown this to be true. Their shows keep going further in the exploitation of human suffering.
Whatever the effects on their psyche, young people love Lost Story. Its intrigues, its couples, its gossip, its resemblance to their everyday life. People like Maud Markovici having a smoke and an espresso with some friends in a sidewalk cafe.
I think it's really interesting. It works here just like in other countries. I'm not saying I approve or anything, but everyone is watching.
Someone else who definitely doesn't approve is media sociologist Monique Dagneau. She thinks TV should try to spark serious discussions about social issues. But speaking as a former member of France's broadcast regulator, she adds there is little that can be done to make Lost Story more edifying. In fact, she says, intellectuals pontificating about the evil effects of the show have ironically helped it bring in more viewers.
If the show didn't become a topic of discussions among intellectuals and among papers, it is obvious that it would have been a show among others and people would haven't looked at it so massively.
Back in the cafe, Maud explains the Lost Story phenomenon to her friend Sandrine. She's just back from a long stay in the States, where French friends swamped her with emails about the show.
So I received one about Laura, is that Laura?
Laura. Sandrine says American television is much worse than what she's heard about Lost Story. But even then, she tries to convince her friends she won't bother tuning in to the French show now that she's back home.
No, I don't think so. I'm really sorry, but I don't have time to waste. Maybe I'll just watch it 5 minutes just to see what is it about. But
Sandrine needn't worry if she misses Lost Story. Reality TV is here to stay. When the scandal broke, the biggest private station here called Lost Story undignified. Then it quickly signed a contract to produce its own reality TV, inspired by the American show Survivor. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Paris.